Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. Let me ask you a question. Do you know how to delegate assignments, or do you struggle with letting go? If I were to talk to you about building a team of people that are working within your company, would you be excited or would you be scared? Often as entrepreneurs, we find ourselves working ridiculously long hours, not because of our well-developed work ethic, which we do have, but because we are literally the only person in our business. Well, today I've got some great news for you. You don't have to go it alone. I want to set you free today to know that there are people who can help. And the best news of it is that there are people that wake up in the morning excited about the possibility of doing the very thing in your business that you dread, or even the stuff you hate. Can you believe that? There are actually people out there that get excited about some of those things that just, we don't even want to talk about doing. So today, we are going to set you free by teaching you how and talking to you about growing your company by surrounding yourself with talented and invested people. I'm so happy to be joined by a new good friend of both Kathy and I's, an expert in creating teams and hiring people. Her name is Temple Kartenauer, and she's going to help you skyrocket the financial success of your company by helping you create a team. Hi, Temple. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here today. To get us started, tell us a little bit about you and your business and your background.
Well, I do have actually a very large background in team building. I have 15 years of retail management in my toolbox. So if anybody's worked retail, you know that without a team, you can't do it. And I started that early on. That was right out, almost out of high school. By the time I was 18, 19 years old, I was running my own little stores, like a shoe store and things like that, where there might be two or three people in a team. And when I got into my 20s, I worked for a company called Fashion Bug, which is a women's clothing store and several other things. And I was exposed to larger teams, like 12 and 15 team members, and Fashion Bug raised me and taught me how to be an excellent team leader. So that was the beginning of my life. And if anybody out there remembers Fashion Bug, I'm sure you do. There were 1,200 of them in the nation. And everywhere I go, there's a woman wearing a Fashion Bug shirt. They closed down about 6 years ago. It was tragic. And we were all devastated, and including me. Not only did I not have my wardrobe that I had a discount on all the time, I had to figure out what I was going to do with my career. And what do I do now when that's the only thing I've ever done? It's what I've always known. And I wasn't ready to just jump back into another retail company. You know, it's kind of like you're married for 15 years to one person. You're not ready to tie the knot again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I took some time off and went back to school and increased my education a little bit and began looking into internet marketing. And my husband and I, he was my boyfriend at the time, he found out that it was a very lucrative career and we could do it from home. So that was an exciting new way to work and completely out of my element because I'm a public person. I worked in the public every day and shook hands with people and smiled at them. This is a whole new concept, but we went for it, and it did turn out to be very successful. So we We opened up a marketing company a few years ago, and we've been learning how to build teams, you know, from our living room, from our couch. And it's an entirely new dynamic, but the concept is still the same, that it's about people connecting people, and you have to build relationships. So currently, I branched off as an extension of my husband's company. He taught me so much. I felt so confident that I wanted to step forward and have my own identity. And I partnered up with Leslie Aiken and started a company called 123 Launch Me. And it's a simple, transparent branding process, marketing process, where we brand you, we build your website, and then we blast your SEO. So it's brand, build, blast is the concept. And that's my part of it. So that's what I'm doing now, Steve.
That's exciting. Yeah, I heard, I heard it from my wife, so you know it's true, that you have a reputation for working for people in joint ventures and different kinds of things and helping them just have skyrocketing success with their businesses. Do you attribute a lot of that to your years managing, hiring, helping people in Fashion Buzz?
Oh, absolutely. I attribute everything to my time with Fashion Bug. They literally raised me up from a young woman on how to be a woman in business and how to be a leader in business from the age 20 and to well into my 30s. And this was a company that was 95% women, and they were everywhere from vice president to down to part-time 10-hour-a-week girl. So surrounded by hundreds and thousands of women in my company that were grooming me and inspiring me and sharpening me and encouraging me all along the way. So when they left, I was left with all this education and experience to take with me anywhere. It was really priceless. It was better than college. It was better than any other education I found online. They taught me how to run a business from the ground up, and I didn't have to pay the rent, you know?
So, oh, yeah.
they wanted us to feel like owners, to take ownership. You know, you probably heard that in the corporate world, you know, take ownership. And that's really how it was. So my store was my store. We all called them our stores. And I ran it as if I paid the light bill and I paid everything. And if we lost money, it came out of my pocket. And I think that concept developed me into an entrepreneurial thinking. You understand? So
yeah.
I was able to work for a corporation, but yet it was very independent. And it sharpened me to think about how my business can grow. And I took that away when I came out of Fashion Bug that, well, if I can make them $1 million a year, what can I do for myself?
Sure.
You know, they gave me a huge product to sell and they provided everything, but really money doesn't know that. The energy of money doesn't know the difference. It's, you know, our money blueprint of what we can attract doesn't have any rules. So if I'm able to attract $1 million to me, whether it came to my company or in my bank account, doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, I had to clear away some of my own, you know, limiting beliefs around that, and still am, obviously, but I'm not a millionaire yet, Steve, but I'm on my way. And that ownership, again, helped me realize that it's all about connecting, and it's all, and I always look at the energy in the people and the business as a whole. If that answers your question.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. You know, I mean, all too often, and I too have spent a lot of time back in my sales career doing a lot of hiring and managing people, and you know, sometimes even having people part ways with the company. And it's so important what you said there about people who take ownership of the company, who are really truly invested in the company. You know, I mean, too often it seems like when I'm helping people think about building a team, what they think of is the downside to it, the difficulty with people and those kind of things. And I know from my experience, what I found was is the people who have excuses to not work, you quickly get to the place where you almost really don't even hear it. You know, somebody calls in to work and says, I can't come to work today because I'm, you know, and you just kind of tune out, you know what I mean? You know,
right.
You're like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
Right.
And yet you find out of that people who are really, truly invested in the success of the company. And that's where the real magic happens. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I probably had a different concept. And let me preface this by saying that I was one of the top-rated managers in the nation several times. And I believe it was because I looked at it as an ownership. And more than that, I looked at it as my relationship. So if my relationships were failing, my business was failing. So I had to look at it as how am I building the relationship with the coworkers and then their relationships to the client, which are our customers. So I really felt more like a cheerleader and a counselor, you know, than a sales-driven person, because the sales come naturally when you have an environment that is symbiotic and people are working well together. If you have the right type of personalities, the sales and the money will just come naturally, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an important part. So we're talking about how to build an effective team, how to surround yourself with talented, invested people. And we're going to dig a little deeper into that after the commercial break. You know, what does that really mean? And how can you, as Temple just said, how can you really get to that place where you're essentially, as the boss, really just the company cheerleader and motivating and inspiring your people to success? So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com, and I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for joining us. We're talking here with Temple Cartmel, and we are talking about your team, the people that work for you, the people that work with you, surrounding yourself with talented and invested people. Just before the break, we were talking about as the manager, as the boss, as the company owner, really the best way you can do things is to look at yourself as the cheerleader for your people, for your team. If you can inspire people to greatness, then you will find them doing their best. You got to remember, we all have our unique brilliances, and while at the one point you have things you are great at, there are the people in your team that also have stuff that they're fabulous at. And if we can discover how to be able to really release them and empower them to live their best life too, they'll be delighted. I worked with a great lady. Her name was Lily. And Temple, I got to tell you a little bit about her. She was such an amazing boss. I was blessed to be the second in command in her sales company. And I used to just watch her with people, people get disgruntled about stuff. It happens in business. And she had this amazing way of just totally disarming them immediately. She would literally start off the conversation by saying, okay, I'm the owner of the company, and the fish stinks from the head down. So let's just say that everything is my fault. I'll take the blame of it. Let's move this whole blame concept off of the table. And now let's actually talk about what we can do to make things work and to make stuff so that it works for you. And I was just amazed because it just set people so off guard as well as so at ease that then she was able to help them through whatever had caused the issue to begin with. And I'd like to talk in more detail with you about that whole concept of motivating your people and being their cheerleader. Can you share with us some tips, things that you found that really help to empower the people that work with you?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up about your supervisor, because that's exactly what I wanted to speak on also. I was blessed in the same way, Steve, that I had a phenomenal supervisor when I worked with Fashion Bug that was directly over me. My district manager took such good care of me. She would always go to bat if I needed something, if I needed more hours, if I needed more labor. She always went to bat for me or would just be an ear for me to vent if it was, if I was having a meltdown day and I didn't want to take it out on my team. She would answer the phone and let me go on for half an hour and never criticize me about it. Excuse me. So I think that it's not just who is working under you. It's even more important who is over you, who is holding the high ground for you. Because if you don't have that support on the other end, somebody that knows what you're doing or knows what it takes for you to run your business, knows what type of support you need, then you're kind of working in a vacuum,
Right.
You're trying to move all this energy on your own, and you feel like this big balloon tied to one little string. But when you have people over you that are mentors and supervisors, and if you're an entrepreneur, you still need to have those people, whether it's for me, my dad is a huge influence. I know I can talk to him because he's had years and years of management behind him. When I start talking about client relations issues or I'm not sure how to go to the next step, he will take the time and help me break it down rationally. Well, what's really blocking you? Why can't you go to the next step? What is it? Is it physical? Is it emotional? Is it spiritual? What exactly is it? And you need those people that are on your team that will help you break down when you hit the wall and love you through it, rather than many of us were not blessed that way. I've seen lots of people that have been in corporate positions where they said, you know, their boss was constantly criticizing them and berating them, and the expectations were so high and unachievable, and yet they stayed for years and years and years. You know, have you ever met people like that? That just blows my mind why anybody would want to stay in a position where they didn't feel empowered and supported to be the best performer that they could be. So because I was spoiled, and you were spoiled, Steve, with somebody that really genuinely cared. They cared not only about the business, but they cared, you know, my boss, Tammy Courtway, we'll give her a plug, she cared about me as a person. So she was there through, you know, the weddings and the divorces and the kids and, you know, illnesses and all those things that happen through life, and kept bringing me back to the truth that I was competent, I was capable, and encouraged me to always keep going and to be a solution-based manager and to not micromanage me, but rather find out what I needed and then put it back in my hands. So I think that's a good segue into how you can maybe begin to let go. As you were saying, especially when you work for yourself, it seems impossible to let go of anything. Yeah. And, you know, but the key to success is duplication. And if you can't duplicate what you're doing, then you're going to top out on how much you can produce. So if I had for now, if I have this nice team of 5 or 10 people, there's only so many hours in a day that Temple can manage. And if I like that income that I'm having at that rate, then fine. But if I want to grow, two things have to happen. Either I change my product, you know, considerably raise the price of my product, or I have to expand my team. Mm-hmm. So if you want to expand your team, you have to be able to duplicate the things that work. And usually the leadership are the things that have to be duplicated.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, it's so important to identify not only what you're good at, but also to be honest enough. And it's so hard, especially when you start off a new business and you have done 100% of the things, to really give yourself that reality check and go, you know, hey, really, honestly, I'm just not good at this area. And having that honesty of both blowing your own horn about what you're good at, but then also saying, hey, you know, I just really am not good at this, or I really don't enjoy this particular aspect of my thing. And then finding the person who really does, you know, I mean, it just amazes me how some of the things that in my own personal life I find to be, you know, not so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there who just, they can spend days doing that kind of thing, and at the end of that day be more excited that they were, you know, crunching numbers or
right.
cleaning houses or, you know, what have you, as I am when I'm talking and motivating and inspiring people. And that, I think, is just the biggest key is what should I let go and what should I hold on to? Do you have any secrets for, you know, really helping identifying what's maybe some of the things you should be letting go of?
Absolutely. And that's so true that you like accounting, you said crunchy numbers. I could never make a career out of accounting. Even though I was a straight A student in math, I would be capable of doing it. I would hate spending my day that way. And yet I've met several women in these networking groups that do accounting all day and love it. So I'm thrilled that there's somebody that is willing to do something that would be agony for me to make myself do. and that at the end of the year, I can hand somebody my bank statements and they will handle it rather than me try to manage that piece of myself. Even just thinking about getting my taxes together gives me such anxiety that it could wreck me for weeks, you know? So if it's not productive, it's probably not for you to do. If you can't get yourself to do it and flow with it, then find somebody that it does flow for.
That is such great advice. Yeah, that's worth repeating. If it isn't productive, if it isn't something that flows with you, then find somebody else that that does for them, whether that be your accounting. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure there are people listening that are accountants that are like, wait a minute, how come accountants get a bad break? I know a lot of people. I, in fact, am the weirdo at my house that likes Excel spreadsheets and numbers and stuff, you know, and my kids are all like, oh, I have to do math again. I'm like, you get to do math. It's fun, you know, do some math, you know.
Yeah.
So it isn't a matter of.
That's exactly right. Is do the fun parts. You know, for me, the fun part of numbers for me are my sales sheets. I love to see how much we made at the end of the month and to add that up and take out the expenses. That's fun. But to have to go through receipts and divide up where everything is going and what, you know, I can barely talk. See, it completely stumps me up. So what are the things that staying in your own lane, you know, like I have a wide variety of tools. And what happens, I think, with a lot of entrepreneurs is that they are multitaskers by nature. So they think that they can do everything well. And you can. If you put your mind to it, you can do everything well. But why do it? If it's slowing the process, it's all about energy to me. I look at everything as energy or everything as spirit, however you want to think of it. But if I don't have the heart to do something and I'm forcing myself to go through it for the sake of just needing to be in control, or maybe I want to save a buck, am I really going to save a dollar if I've wasted, you know, 2 or 3 days of my time agonizing over it when somebody else could have had it done in an hour?
Yeah.
I haven't gained, you know, I've actually lost money.
Yeah.
So I just think of it that way, if you're, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's a great place to end this segment and to really bring home to people is that there are things that you are great at, that you flow with. You know, we're always talking to people about you have unique brilliance that the world needs. And I think that everybody needs to grab hold of that vision and really have themselves out there fulfilling the purpose they were created for. But the other side of that coin is you aren't everybody else. And so, A, you need to give yourself permission to be okay being yourself. But also you need to give others permission to really shine in the areas that they're good at. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to dig into some of the really practical nitty gritty aspects of, you know, finding some good people and not just falling into the trap of believing that you can't find good people out there. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's Steve@wehelpyouthrive.com, and I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to Steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and we're back. Temple and I have been discussing your team, your employees, the people you surround yourself with to grow and expand the reach and the potential of your company. And we're talking about learning how to be able to let go, to shine your unique brilliance and let others shine theirs as well. So let's dig into it now, Temple. There are some great people out there and some people to avoid. What are some things that we can do practically that helps us be able to find good team members? Where do we find them? How do we do it?
Well, let me first say that I have another business, which is called The Conscious Woman. It's a women's group where we get together once a month and we talk about the energy of everything. It's a principle that we take full accountability for our lives by asking questions. The question is, how am I affecting the world and how is the world affecting me? So we ask that question when it comes to our marriage or our parenting or our money or our health. And it's a mindset that gets you pulling your energy in instead of pointing out and saying, well, that thing is making me do this. Now we say, well, I'm feeling affected, and in turn, I'm affecting. So, Steve, I kind of see that in business. That's the way I think about everything is, how am I affecting my business, and how is my business affecting me? How am I affecting my teammate? How is my teammate affecting me? And then that can be the icebreaker on how to break down what's working and what's not working. And when you find that you have personality clashes, the patterns will show themselves. You know what I mean? So then you can start to identify what kind of team members you want to bring in for certain tasks. Like my husband's a big visionary guy. I mean, he thinks big, goes big, likes to jump into things quick. And I love that because he pulls that out of me. Where I'm more conservative, even though I love to dream big, I will write out the 20 steps it takes to get to that dream, where he doesn't even see those steps, you know? So he compliments me in business because I pull him back down to that grounding part that says, look, we still, you know, live on an earthly planet. We got to do this one step at a time. And how are we going to get there? Where he's saying, already saying, look at this. Look at this giant vision over there. That's what's possible. And I might have stopped at step 5 and gotten tired. You know? So find people that are going to complement you and your personality type. So if you are a very meticulous person, you probably need to draw in some more creative people, you know, some visionary people. If you're shy, you need bold personalities. If you're a bold personality, you probably need people that aren't like that, that aren't going to be jumping in your face every second. Mm. So does that make sense, Steve?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were talking a couple of weeks ago with Jessica Butts, who is a therapist, and she actually was explaining to us personality types and how much they show up in our lives. So much so that Kathy and I have actually gotten to the place where we give potential team members, employees, we actually give them a personality test, not to try to pigeonhole them, but to try to learn how to be able to help them work in an environment that is conducive for them. We learned that extroverts are essentially just people who get their energy by interacting with people, whereas for an introvert, that's the most draining thing they can do. They get their energy from, quiet reflection or, what we like to call going down the rabbit hole, you know. I mean,
totally.
I have that same kind of marriage too. You know, my wife is an amazing researcher, and if I can give her a research project, I could go weeks without seeing her, you know.
Right.
I have to remind her to eat, you know. So that's the kind of team members you really want, is somebody who you give them a project, you empower them to be able to do it, and then just watch how excited they can get fulfilling the purpose of that task.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I worked in Fashion Bug, it's a sales-based business, so I was always looking for bold personalities. And I made a lot of mistakes on building assistant managers and team leaders. And I found out what I was doing was I was trying to duplicate myself so much so that I had a room full of temples, right?
Mm.
And that wasn't working. It was overwhelming. So I needed I had a whole room full of these bold personalities, but nobody wanted to do the paperwork and nobody wanted to scrub the toilets, you know? So I realized that I needed to form a better puzzle where there were the people that maybe they weren't so bold to go up and, you know, sell the first blouse, but she could get a whole, you know, visual done in a day while I was the one selling, you know? So she was holding down one area of the business while I could hold down the other end of the business, and then I would schedule the personality types would be scheduled together that were complement each other. So yeah, exactly like what you were saying. If I had two or three people that were all my outgoing girls, I knew that when I came in the next day, a lot of the projects were probably not going to be done. You know, but we made a bunch of money that day.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You really have to look at people's strengths. And don't get me wrong, I think that people should be stretched. You know, those introverts, I'm married to one too, but you have to stretch yourself in any area if you want to go to the next level in your life, in any, whether it's your marriage or your business or your health, you know, you have to do something that's uncomfortable for you to expand. So if I'm pigeonholing someone and saying, great, you're my freight girl and you clean up the back room good, but I don't get her to come out and shake somebody's hand and try to sell a blouse, then I'm doing myself a disservice, you know? So, and for me as well, I need to stretch myself to grow as a whole and maybe sit down with my accountant and watch her. It might not be for me, but I know I'm expanding my education and I'm more understanding and empathetic of what she goes through, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to know that each person has their job but each person is part of the team, and part of being a team is picking up the slack of other people. It would be wonderful if we lived in a world where we could just 100% of the time always be on, never have down days. But the truth of the matter is, there's nobody like that. You know, we all have
right.
our days when we need somebody else to come up and pick up the slack for us. And if we haven't trained the people how to be able to fill those gaps when we need them, you know, then we really can run into problems. And
exactly.
I wanted to, I wanted to also say along with that, that the best way of being able to actually find the person that fills that need that your business have, often can come from a lot of these networking groups, like what you've talked about throughout the course of the show. It's so fun to, you know, be in a group and say, what I'm really looking for today is, you know, X, and watch somebody's eyes light up. You know,
right.
You said, I'm really struggling in my business with keeping my office organized, you know, and for you, it's just something you want to pull your hair out. And across the table from you is some person who's like, I love organizing things. I would
right.
here have my business card. I'd love to help you with that project. You know, that's really what you're looking for is, you know, define what you need. You know, don't just come in and say, well, I need another person in my company to do what?
Absolutely.
You know? But then secondly, you know, keep your eyes open and look for those people who, when you say, I need help with this, it really truly lights them up. Not because their resume says they have 20 years of experience in a field, but because it really resonates and excites them. So it's break time again. These segments go by so quick. Sometimes I wish the show was like about 5 hours, because then maybe we could, you know, really begin to scratch the surface of some topics. But when we come back, we're going to expand on what we were talking about here with finding good team members, and give you a couple of tips on how you can set up a dynamic and effective team for your company.
Great.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com, and I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, we're talking today about how to skyrocket your company growth by surrounding yourself with talented and invested people. And I've been having such a great conversation here with Temple about some of the very practical things we can do to both inspire as well as surround ourselves with inspired people that can really take our business to the next level. And Temple, you said the name of your company is 123 Launch Me, which I think is an awesome name, by the way. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how people that would be interested could work with you.
123launchme.com. You can find us there. And on the services page, it explains exactly what is going to happen. And what I found in marketing when I was out there networking, and by the way, I did mention networking a couple times, and I want to make sure to tell the people out there that networking is key. If you are an entrepreneur and you want to expand, networking is the best place to go, and especially if you can get yourself involved with a group long term. I'm with Chicks Connect and also with eWomen Network. And because of those groups, I have a safety and security that I'll have anything I need. If I need an accountant, if I need an attorney, if I need another web builder, it's there for me. All I have to do is ask. So it's very important that you align yourself up with competent groups of people. And like you said, they want to help. That's the wonderful thing about women is we just love to help. So you ask and it will come. That's one of my huge tips, let me tell you, is it's been beneficial. It's kind of replaced retail, because in retail, you're out there, people will just walk in the door and hand you their application. But that doesn't happen when you are, you know, working out of your office in your home in your pajamas, you know. Somebody's walking up and handing you a resume. So the way to continue to network and be, you, relationships are really important, and you really can't get everything from people's LinkedIn profiles and their Facebook profiles until you are able to shake somebody's hand and, you know, hear them and see them and face them. They shouldn't be your team member until you know them on that level. You know what I mean? So with 123 Launch Me, my business partner, Leslie Aiken, she's a graphic designer. She's the best, let me preface that. She's the best graphic designer in the Northwest, and I was fortunate enough to snatch her up because she was going to support me in my other business, my husband's networking or marketing business that we had before, and it just never happened. We weren't syncing up. And then for some reason, when I decided to branch out on my own, I said, I have to call Leslie. I mean, she's the best, and I want the best. And we matched. We matched energetically. We matched with our goals. We matched with our dreams. And as soon as we synced up together, it literally was like a rocket. We started getting clients immediately. I can barely even keep up with it. I haven't even started to sell yet, and we're loading up with clients. So that's when you know you've got the right team, is when that chemistry happens and sales start happening or production starts happening right away, where it just kind of takes on a life of its own. So when you are out there networking, you have to trust your gut both ways. If you get a resounding yes, or if you get a resounding no. And that's my big tip, is that listen, really listen to your intuition. If you're hiring, whether you're hiring somebody part-time or you're even getting interns out of the college, or you're having family members help you, you know, however you're expanding, wait until you get a definite answer in your gut. That's how I've made a lot of mistakes, by trying to just jump ahead and making something work when I didn't really feel it in my gut. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I listen for the bells to go off, or I listen for that buzzer that says, eh. Sometimes I have very competent people in front of me that are telling me what they can do and how they can help me, and everything looks good on paper, but a buzzer goes off in my head that says, eh, no. And I have no evidence as to why I should say no. But then I move forward and try to do business with that person, and sure enough, down the road, it didn't work out. They weren't the right personality type, or they didn't follow through with what they said. So your intuition will tell you whether you know it logically or not. And when you can get to that place where you absolutely trust that voice, then you can just knock it out. It's a yes, it's a no. It's a yes, it's a no. That's my tip.
Yeah. That is great.
But one.
Yeah.
I didn't even really talk about 1-2-3 Launch Me, but the breakdown of it is this. I'll tell you in a nutshell very quickly. We brand your business. Branding is a huge buzzword. Everybody needs a brand. And what I found out was that a lot of people were doing their marketing first, meaning they were, putting themselves on social media and trying to throw their websites out there that they kind of put together themselves without a strong visual image that connected them to their company, and it fell short. So we were trying to market them, and they might be getting strong Google rankings, but they weren't getting business, you know, good return, because they didn't have a strong professional presence. So I told my husband, I don't feel like this is working. That this formula is not working. We need to back up and start with the person. Start with the person that is the business and give them their identity and make sure it's strong and professional and presentable and a good match for them. And then once they have that, then that translates perfectly into their website and their social media. And now they have the confidence when they have a business card that is beautiful and presentable and wasn't out of Vistaprint or didn't come out of their printer, that I'm a professional. You know, I charge $3,000 for my services. Here is a card that looks like it. And then when they have that, then you do your marketing. And it's a perfect formula. It knocks it out of the park every time. You brand them, you build their website, then you blast their social media and their SEO, and off they go. 1-2-3, blast off.
Yeah. 1-2-3, launch me. I like that. Well, and just as a personal plug, for those of you who have seen our amazing business cards, they actually came together literally in a conversation that you and Leslie and Kathy were having that weren't about our business cards. And I don't even know, other than that, you know, Kathy's a graphic designer too, and you guys were talking about it. Next thing I know, Kathy's coming home and she's like, oh yeah, we got the business cards done too. You know, they just kind of jotted down some things. And next thing I knew, I came back from a bathroom break and there was, the full layout for the business cards. So I can
absolutely
tell you from personal experience that that they do great work. And that goes back to the tip you were making too. You know, you just know that you know when things are right. Trust your gut. That is such a great tip. I think too often we get that check, you know, and it's like, no, don't do that. And then we do it anyway, you know, because we're too pig-headed. So,
right.
And then later on we're like, oh, yeah, I knew that wasn't going to work. And
right.
So, That's a really good piece of advice. I've often said, you know, there's never been a time when I've gone with my gut on something that I've ended up going, oh, well, I wish I hadn't listened to my instincts on that, because that was just stupid.
Right, right. You get to say, I knew I was right about that.
Yeah.
And it feels really good. And we love Kathy, by the way. Leslie and I just love your wife. And she did sit on in our office. We were going to bounce ideas off each other on how we can help each other expand our businesses. And she said she's waiting to do her card, like you said, something that she knows how to do and could do it on her own. But it was causing a block because she didn't want to put her energy into it. And then she sat in front of a professional that loves to do it, does it all day long. It took her 5 minutes. So smart people need to hire smart people to do the things that are holding you back. The end. There's my big plug.
That is a great place to end it, too. Smart people need to hire smart people to do the things that are holding you back. So much better to spend 5 minutes or an hour and whatever that might cost to have somebody who just thrives in the middle of doing a project than to beat your head against the wall and try to do it yourself and fail or not really totally like the way it came out or even succeed. But, you know, you spent a year doing it. I'm not sure whether I would call that success really either. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we end this show today. First of all, Temple, let me tell you, thank you so much. I appreciate your insights. I do hope people will go to 123launchme.com and check you out. I've really appreciated having you on here today, and I encourage everybody to live their thriving lifestyle as you become a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve. I want you to know that this is your year. This is your time. You are on the brink, poised to have the most dynamically successful year you have ever experienced in your life and business. I believe in you. I know that you were uniquely created, brilliant for a purpose. The world needs who you are and what you do. It is your time to take a step into your best life, to step into your best business year ever. And I'd like to help. I want to give you a free coaching call to help you identify the number one thing you can do right now to explode, to skyrocket your business into a whole new level. All I need for you to do is just send me an email. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. And I will set up a time to have an exclusive opportunity to receive a 100% free coaching call with me to talk about your life and your business. We want to find out what's holding you back and what can move you to the next level. If you're ready to explode to a whole new level, to have this next year be the best year you've ever experienced, then I encourage you to send me an email right now to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.